This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An announcement Saturday by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces indicate that they are engaging the Islamic State and what's said to be the last enclave of the militant group controlling eastern Syria. An SFD spokesman, Mustafa Bali, said the fighting is expected to remain fierce. He also said there are civilians that remain. There are varying numbers. According to civilians who are leaving Baghouz, there may be around 1,000 civilians and between 500 to 600 terrorists, or maybe close to 2,000 or 3,000 civilians. SDF officials in the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights estimated there are about 3,000 battle-hardened IS jihadists, mostly foreigners, in that region. The observatory also estimated several hundred civilians remain in the area as well. The political party that nominated its high princess to run for high office says it will do as the king wishes. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The Raksachak political party has sworn loyalty to the king a day after its stunning decision to nominate the monarch's sister as its candidate for prime minister backfired when the king intervened. The statement of compliance comes as the country ponders the whirlwind in which Princess Ubal Rat broke with a long tradition prescribing the monarchy's involvement with politics to become a candidate, only to have her brother, the king, invalidate her action with a late-night order. Thailand's March 24 election will be the country's first since the 2014 military coup. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Asia Bibi, the woman acquitted of blasphemy after spending 8 years on death row in Pakistan, has been transferred from a secret location near the capital to another in Karachi. But she is still not allowed to leave the country to join her daughters in Canada. That's where they have been granted asylum. This is VOA News. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has formally announced her candidacy for president next year. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, Warren called for change in a political system that she told supporters is rigged in favor of the rich.
Elizabeth Warren chose the blue-class Massachusetts city of Lawrence to formally launch her campaign for president, pledging to promote
an America that works for everyone.
The populist senator from Massachusetts says President Trump is not the cause, just the most extreme symptom of what's gone wrong in America.
A product of a rigged system that props up the rich and powerful and kicks dirt on everyone else.
And she makes this promise.
I will fight my heart out so that every kid in America can have the same opportunity I had, a fighting chance to build something real.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Thousands of French Yellow Vest demonstrators marched Saturday with scuffles in Paris. On the 13th week of demonstrations there, Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
Some protesters were visibly injured during scuffles with police, who let off tear gas in an attempt to disperse the crowds. Other marchers tried to set up a barricade on the Boulevard Saint-Germain. Police had said that around 14 people had been arrested by early afternoon. The movement has been a political thorn in Macron's side since last November, when the group, named after the fluorescent vests French motorists are required to keep in their cars, took to the streets in hordes over his reform agenda. Yellow vest protesters said the national debate initiated by President Macron as a response to the movement's grievances did not sufficiently address them, especially their demand for a referendum tabled by citizens.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Israeli security forces arrested a Palestinian man Saturday suspected of killing an Israeli woman found dead 2 days ago in a forest on the outskirts of Jerusalem. The Israeli Internal Security Service and police said in a statement that the 29-year-old Palestinian suspect was seized over the killing of a 19-year-old woman during a raid in the Palestinian city of Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. One of the world's top research universities, that's the U.S.-based University of California, Berkeley, has stopped new research projects with Huawei Technologies. That's a Chinese telecommunications giant. University suspension took effect on January 30th and came after the U.S. Department of Justice filed criminal charges against the corporation and some of its affiliates 2 days earlier. The department announced a 13-count indictment against Huawei, accusing it of stealing trade secrets, obstruction of justice violations, and economic sanctions and wire fraud. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.